Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of cybersecurity, exploring the rapidly evolving landscape of digital threats, data protection, and strategies for safeguarding our online lives. In recent Apple news, the tech giant has made headlines for opposing the proposed UK online safety bill. This legislation has the potential to significantly impact privacy and digital security. Apple, along with messaging apps such as WhatsApp and Signal, is working to protect encryption and resist the requirement of scanning messages for child sexual abuse material (CSAM). The company argues that compromising encryption could result in data breaches and digital surveillance. Expressing concerns about the potential risks of the online safety bill, Apple is calling for amendments to the legislation. They emphasize the importance of finding a balance between online safety and the protection of privacy and encryption. Apple's opposition to the bill has gained support from 80 organizations and tech experts, who are urging a reconsideration of the proposed powers. They share concerns that mandated message scanning could undermine user privacy and lead to unintended consequences. The ongoing debate highlights the ongoing tension between privacy and security in the digital realm. As discussions progress, it is crucial to strike a balance between safeguarding against harmful content and ensuring the preservation of user privacy and encryption. In IBM news, several vulnerabilities and information disclosure issues have been identified in various IBM products. Firstly, an information disclosure vulnerability has been discovered in IBM Cloud Pak for Security. The vulnerability allows for unknown data manipulation over the network, potentially exposing sensitive information. Moving on, IBM Cradar Seam has a vulnerability that could grant attackers extended privileges if accessed through the network. It is highly recommended to upgrade to the latest version to prevent any potential exploitation. Additionally, a cross-site scripting vulnerability has been found in the web UI component of IBM Cradar Seam. This vulnerability could allow attackers to inject malicious scripts into web pages, potentially compromising user data. It is essential to address this vulnerability by upgrading to a newer version. In IBM Business Automation Workflow, another cross-site scripting vulnerability has been uncovered, which has the potential to expose user credentials within a trusted session. It is crucial to take precautions and mitigate this issue by upgrading the system. Another vulnerability in IBM Cradar Seam has been detected, allowing authenticated users to execute unauthorized actions. It is imperative to address this vulnerability promptly to prevent unauthorized access and potential misuse of the system. Furthermore, IBM Robotic Process Automation for Cloud Pak is affected by a local privilege escalation vulnerability. Malicious actors can exploit this vulnerability by manipulating unknown data. Upgrading the systems is strongly advised to mitigate this risk. Lastly, IBM Cradar Seam allows delegated admin tenant users to view data from other domains, potentially breaching privacy and security boundaries. Upgrading to the latest version is recommended to adhere to best practices and prevent any privacy breaches. In summary, these vulnerabilities and information disclosure issues found in various IBM products highlight the importance of regular system updates and maintenance to ensure the security and integrity of data. It is highly recommended to address these issues promptly by upgrading to the latest versions or applying relevant patches. Next up in KiwiCare news, there are some important security vulnerabilities that have been identified in the KiwiCare plugin for WordPress. The plugin up to version 3.2.0 is susceptible to cross-site request forgery attacks through an unspecified function of the AJAX Action Handler component. If successfully exploited, this vulnerability could allow an attacker to trick users into performing unintended actions on the affected website. Additionally, a cross-site scripting XSS vulnerability has been discovered in the KiwiCare plugin up to version 3.2.0. This vulnerability can be exploited by manipulating unknown data, potentially allowing an attacker to inject malicious code into a website and perform unauthorized actions. Furthermore, it has been identified that the KiwiCare WordPress plugin, before version 3.2.1, is affected by a reflected cross-site scripting vulnerability. This poses a risk to high-privileged users, as it allows an attacker to execute malicious code within the context of their privileges. In light of these vulnerabilities, it is strongly recommended for users of the KiwiCare plugin to upgrade to the latest version available to mitigate these risks and ensure the security of their WordPress websites. Stay tuned for further updates on this matter. Next up in Wagner Group news, the mercenary group continues to make headlines with its involvement in multiple regions across the globe, including conflicts in Ukraine, parts of Africa, and the Middle East. The group's activities remain a cause for concern, as they recently attempted a coup and seized control of Russian military facilities, challenging the authority of the Kremlin. This demonstrates their brazen defiance and determination to expand their influence. In a recent development, the Russian Federal Security Service, FSB, has dropped mutiny charges against members of the Wagner Group. This decision comes as a surprise, as the mercenaries were expected to face serious consequences for their actions. As a result, the Wagner Group members will now be required to hand over their heavy weapons, potentially reducing their influence in conflicts. The moves made by the Russian government, including dropping mutiny charges, raise questions about their stance on the private military group's activities. It remains to be seen how the Wagner Group's continued involvement in Ukraine, Africa, and the Middle East will shape the ongoing conflicts in these regions. The situation surrounding the group remains fluid and ever-evolving, highlighting the complex dynamics at play in these global conflicts. Stay tuned for more updates on this developing story. Israeli startup Sierra has successfully raised $100 million in their Series B funding round. This investment will allow Sierra to enhance their autonomous cloud security technology and meet the evolving needs of enterprises. The COVID-19 pandemic has increased the risk of data breaches and cyber attacks as companies handle more data. Sierra's innovative approach offers robust data security solutions. This funding puts Sierra in line with other cybersecurity startups addressing the demand for data protection. The investment will strengthen Sierra's position in the market and advance their autonomous cloud security capabilities. As proprietary data continues to grow in volume and importance, reliable and effective security measures become crucial. Sierra's investment will further their cutting-edge technology and help businesses handle and protect their valuable data. Europol has achieved a significant milestone in the fight against crime by successfully arresting over 6,000 criminals through their surveillance of the EncroChat network. This operation, known as the EncroChat takedown, has resulted in an astonishing 6,558 arrests and an impressive seizure of 900 million euros. Moreover, a former Europol advisor has shared insights about Ireland's preparedness for cyber attacks from sophisticated nation-state actors and cyber gangs. With the constantly evolving threat landscape, it is crucial for countries to be ready to defend against these threats and protect their citizens and infrastructure. Additionally, Europol has presented a report on Operation Emma, which took place 3 years ago. This operation involved infiltrating the encrypted communication service, EncroChat, and has showcased remarkable success in penetrating the network and gathering crucial intelligence. The numbers provided in Europol's report highlight the effectiveness of their efforts in combating organized crime on a large scale. These developments highlight the vital work carried out by Europol in targeting criminal networks and enhancing the security of member states. With their collaborative efforts, technological expertise, and intelligence gathering capabilities, Europol continues to play a crucial role in keeping our society safe. Thank you for joining us on this episode where we discuss the importance of cybersecurity and how it affects our daily lives, reminding us to stay vigilant and prioritize our online safety.